圣经是今天的讲道经文，彼得前书第四章第十节到第十一节。彼得前书第四章第十节到第十一节，我们一起读吧。第十节，各人要照所彼此服侍，作神百般恩赐的好管家。若有讲道的，要按着神的圣言讲；若有服侍人的，要按着神所赐的力量服侍，叫神在凡事上因耶稣基督得荣耀。原来荣耀权能都是他的，直到永永远远。阿 Wana 咧喺我哋咁多个团契里边咧，佢哋需要嘅侍奉人手系最多嘅。他们全部都是以恩赐侍奉的。今天的讲员 Pastor Bill 陈次佳传读，和他翻译的是我们的宣教士 Ian Lau， 请。
Good afternoon, church.
各位早晨。
I can speak Cantonese.
我可以讲广东话的。
But my Cantonese is not preaching Cantonese.
我的廣東話不可以講到。
So I will have to use preaching English today.
所以要用廣道用的英文。
You know, I don't get a lot of chance to speak in the Cantonese congregation.
我沒什麼很多機會可以在廣東話的崇拜裡面去分享。
So when I get the chance, I was like, wow, God, thanks for the opportunity.
所以我有機會的時候，我很感恩，多謝神給這個機會。
And I really count my blessings, so I was able to come and share with you.
我都喺度数算紧今日嚟到呢度向你分享呢个恩典。
Let's pray.
一齐祈祷。
Heavenly Father, I want to thank you for this beautiful day for us to hear your word.
神啊，我哋感谢神，感谢你今日有好嘅天气俾我哋今日嚟到听你嘅话语。
And Lord, I just pray that the message that you placed on my heart this afternoon.
我求你今日。俾我摆喺我心里边嘅呢个信息
，will speak truth to everyone here，
会向在座每一位讲述你嘅真理。
And Lord, we live in a broken world，
主啊，我哋住喺一个破碎嘅世界。
And we have many worries and negative thoughts，
我哋有好多好多嘢担心，有好多负面嘅想法。
And Lord, I just pray that you would bind them and cast them away。
求你捆绑呢啲咁嘅想法去攞走佢哋。
So we can focus on you, Lord.
所以我哋可以专注喺你身上。
Blessed this time.
赐福我哋呢段时间。
We ask Jesus' name, Amen.
奉主名求，阿门。
Think about your wedding.
谂下你嘅婚礼。
There's probably a lot of happy thoughts when you think of wedding.
后面可能好多好开心嘅事。
And probably you think about the wedding party, lots of happy thoughts too.
谂起婚礼里边嘅人好多好开心嘅事。
But there's also some negative thoughts.
但亦都有好多可能比较负面嘅。
You remember the headaches as you were planning your wedding?
记唔记得搞婚礼有几头痛啊？
Think about all the things. What about this? What should I do? What should I do? What should I do with this? This.
谂下好多，哎呀，呢样要点做啊？嗰样要点做啊？咁样。
Probably one of the biggest headaches when planning a wedding is a guest list.
可能婚礼里边其中一样最头痛嘅就系嗰个宾客名单。
Who should we invite?
请边个咧
？Now the problem is even bigger, and your headaches even larger when you have other factors to consider.
你如果有很多其他的因素要考虑，可能你就更头痛了。
You have a big circle of friends.
你有很多朋友。
Or you come from a very large family.
或者你有一个大家族。
And then another headache is, what happens if the venue that you have your wedding is small?
另一个很大的问题就是，你那个场地太小，怎么办呢？
Or even maybe the food that the caterer will provide for your wedding is not enough.
或者个道会服务唔可以帮你预备到足够嘅食物。
Again, you want to invite all your friends, all your family, but you can't.
你想请晒所有人，但系你唔得。
So what must you do?
咁点算呢
？Sorry, you're not invited.
对唔住啊，我唔可以请你。
Of course, I don't expect you to say sorry. You're not invited.
我唔会谂住你真系会咁样讲同人讲嘅。
but you have to say it in some nice, some polite way.
可能要好好有禮貌，好好嘅，好婉轉嘅方法去講。
That is a situation that we dealt with Awana this year.
我哋今年 Awana 嘅情況有啲類似。
We had many kids who wanted to join the Awana program.
有好多小朋友想參加 Awana 嘅。
But we had to turn them away.
但係我哋要同拒絕佢哋。
Because we didn't have enough helpers to run the Awana program given the demand.
因為我哋唔夠。足够的帮手去满足他这个需求。
Also, we weren't able to bring a friend night.
我们不可以搞一个邀请朋友的聚会。
Because again, there wasn't enough helpers.
因为不够人。
Now, bring a friend night is very important because it allows the Awana program to outreach kids who usually don't attend a church.
这个是一个很重要 的一个聚会，因为是 Awana 的计划里面去接觸嗰啲特別是冇翻教會嘅好多小朋友
，or come to even like sort of a Christian gathering，
去俾佢哋有機會嚟到一個基督徒嘅聚會。
But more importantly, this bring a friend night allows kids to actually practice evangelizing and witnessing。
更重要嘅係，佢係俾小朋友有一個機會去練習點樣去為主作見證，去傳福音。
Because a constant long-term participation of children between the ages of 6 to 10 is important in the Awana program.
因为如果小朋友在6到10岁的时候他有机会很持续长期地去参加 Awana 的时候是会有好的效果。
Because there are long-lasting results.
可以有很长远 好的效果。
So according to a recent Awana survey, actually, sorry, I forgot to mention about what's the Awana. So if you don't know what the Awana program is, it's basically the Awana program is allows you, the core is to reach kids, equip leaders, and to change the world.
如果你熟悉 Awana 嘅时候，其实 Awana 最主要嘅目的就系去得着孩子，要去装备领袖，并且去改变世界。
So going back to what I said about the Awana program, this is the reason why the success of Awana is these three factors. 90% of Awana alumni still attend church weekly or more often.
Awana 之所以很重要有这几个因素，他们会有九成多，他们是会更频繁的，每周或者更多是回教会。
And also, Awana alumni are 3.6 times more likely to read their Bible several times a week.
回Awana的小朋友，他们比起冇翻嘅，佢哋會每週讀聖經多係 3.6 倍。
And over 70% of alumni say that they will witness to friends at least once a month.
香港嘅 Awana， 佢哋近七成嘅人，佢哋每月最少會同一個朋友去見證福音。
You know, these results can best be summarized in Proverbs 22 verse 6.
呢個調查可以用箴言二十二章六节做一个总结。
Proverbs 22:6 says, "Start a children off on the way they should go, and even when they're old, they will not turn from it."
箴言二十二章六节话：教养孩童，使他走当行嘅道，就系到老佢都不偏离。
But Proverbs 22:6 also answers a question that a lot of parents ask their pastor.
箴言呢个圣经亦都回答咗好多父母问佢哋牧师嘅一个好重要问题。
How do I keep my children in the faith?
我怎样去帮助孩子 去坚守他们的信仰?
But more importantly, I think what the parents are asking is, how do I keep a line of Christians in my family until the day Christ returns?
更重要的父母其实问着我们怎样将信仰在我们家里面一路传承下去直到耶稣回来呢?
Now, I have a son, his name is Kairos. I call him Mini-Me.
我個仔叫 Kairos， 我叫佢做迷你嘅我。
So if you ever see someone who is very short that looks just like me, it's not me, it's my son.
如果你見到有一個好細粒嘅小朋友，好似我一樣樣嘅，嗰個係我就係我仔啦。
But a small version，
一個迷你版。
And that's also a question I ask myself, and every day that I spend time with him，
我每一日同花時間同佢一齊嘅時候，我都問呢個問題。
How do I keep Kairos in the faith?
我怎样帮 Kairos 去坚守他的信仰呢?
We live in a very sad time.
我们活在一个令人很心痛的一个时代。
There's something happening in our churches.
在我们教会发生的事。
In a joint study done by the Barna Group and the USA Today,
在Barna Group 和 USA Today 的杂志，他们一起做联合做一个研究。
They found out that around 70% of the young people leave the church after high school.
他们发现基督徒的年轻人，他们有七成半在高中毕业之后离开教会。
They come to church with their parents, and then later on, they leave.
他们跟父母一起回来，跟着后来他们就离开信仰。
Also consider this. If your child is in public school, he or she spends almost or over 30 hours each week learning about things that are not always biblical.
你再想下，小朋友如果他回公立学校，他每个礼拜平均有成30个钟头在学校，然后有很多可能是不合圣经的一些道理。
Also consider this. When they get home, they watch TV, they watch the commercials, they go on the internet, they engage in social media, and again,things that might not always be biblical, they are exposed to.
再想想他们回到家，他们看电视、广告、上网、很多社交媒体，很多都是可能很不合圣经的一些不同 的想法。
So if you balance that with religious education, you come to realize that the Awana program is very important in a child's spiritual development.
再去比对翻 Awana这些这样的在信仰上面的教育，我们看见这些这样 的活动其实 是很重要，在他们属灵生命成长里面很重要。
You know, sometimes as a pastor, I think of churches in general, that sometimes we spend too much time with outreach and with welcoming new visitors.
我作为一个牧者，我经常都想，在教会我们花很多时间去在教会门口欢迎人，欢迎啲嚟到探访或者系慕道嘅人。
We stand in front door, but we forget at the back door our youth are leaving.
我哋企喺前门，但系我哋冇留意到后门，我哋嘅年轻人不断咁走。
So while when we come to church, our own personal devotional, when we spend time with fellowship, those are important.
我哋翻到教会，我哋有得时间，我哋去有团契啊，咁我觉得好紧要嘅。
But I also want you to sort of consider the whole church in general, the whole body.
我哋除咗我哋个人属灵成长之外，我哋亦都需要谂整个教会作为基督嘅身体点样去成长。
So using the analogy in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 12.
我们在哥林多前书十二章十二节里面讲到一个身体的类比。
Paul emphasized the importance of each member contributing to the whole body.
保罗他强调教会每一个成员，每一个成员他怎样重要，怎样去为整个身体作出贡献。
Or to the whole church.
为整个教会作出贡献。
For just as the body is one and has many members, and all the members of the body, though many, are one body, so it is with Christ.
正如身体是一个，它有许多肢体，而且肢体虽然很多，身体仍然是一个，基督也都是这样。
So Paul is teaching us from verse 12 to the end of the chapter that even a seemingly insignificant part is taken away, the whole body becomes less effective.
保罗继续在十二章里面由十二节开始一路讲下去，就是如果有一个很微不足道 的一个身体部分拿走了的时候，整个身体可能都觉得都会很不能够发挥它的功效。
All of us have the responsibility to contribute to the overall spiritual formation of a church.
我们所有人，我们所有的人都可以为教会整体属灵成长可以作出贡献的。
Which is why on this Awana Sunday, I'm challenging everyone here to help out at the Awana program in our next term starting in the fall.
So I'm here to give you a challenge 就是嚟緊秋天，我哋有新嘅 Awana 嘅活動嘅時候，就開始希望你哋一齊去參與去幫手。
Not only is the Awana the clubbers have the potential to be the next leaders of the church。
參加 Awana 嘅小朋友唔單止係有機會成為教會下一代嘅領袖。
They're also the next generation of salt and light of the earth.
他们也是为主去在这个世界作盐作光的下一代。
Not just the earth, but this broken world.
在这个破碎的世界里面。
We live in a world that is more broken than in previous generations.
我们生活在一个比过去几代里面更加破碎的一个世界。
While we don't live to the level of persecution that some of our brothers and sisters who are missionaries in other parts of the country, other parts of the world deal with,
我们可能没有经历到在世界其他地方或者宣教士去到敏感的国家他们受到的各种的迫害。
Nevertheless, we living in Canada, we have our own form of persecution.
我们在加拿大其实我们都经历着某种形式 的一些迫白信仰的迫白。
When the value system of this broken world seep in and interfere with our Christian values.
当世俗的一些价值观去侵入了我们自己基督教，我们教会的价值观里面。
Right now, I'm just looking at everyone in this congregation.
我就望着你们每一个人。
And I know some of you are thinking right now.
我知道你们有些人可能这样想。
What do I have to contribute to the church?
我有啲咩可以为教会做贡献呢
？I don't see myself having any spiritual gifts.
我见唔到自己有咩属灵恩赐。
What can I do?
我可以做啲咩
？Guess what? Whether you agree or disagree, the reality is each one of us here has received one or more spiritual gifts.
你同意或者唔同意都好啦，个事实系我哋每一个人。都得到从神而来一个甚至更多的恩赐。
In our reading we heard this morning, Peter challenges us to use our spiritual gifts.
我们今天的经文里面讲到彼得鼓励我们使用我们的属灵恩赐。
God has made many spiritual gifts available to us.
神为我们提供了很多的不同的属灵恩赐。
And those gifts are controlled by the Spirit.
由圣灵所控制的恩赐
using for the building up the church,
要来建立教会的。
But more important, you have to understand is God distributes those gifts according to His will.
但是很重要的是神按照祂的意愿去分配这些恩赐。
But not as what we want.
不是我们想要。
Paul writes in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 11,
保罗在哥林多前书十二章十一节这样说。
All of these are empowered by one and the same Spirit who apportions each one individually as He wills.
这一切都是这位圣灵所运行，随己意去分给各人的。
God wants us to be thrilled with joy of the gifts He gives us.
神希望我们对于祂所赐予的恩赐，我们会觉得很振奋的。
And not complain about those gifts.
不是去抱怨去投诉。
Or want other gifts.
或者说、啊、我不喜欢这样我想要第二样。
For example, some of us might be smarter or a better speaker or a better musician.
有些人可能想要聪明一点，有些人想要做一个好一点的演讲的人，又或者是做一个好一点的音乐家。
And we want to be better.
我们是想要成为更好的。
That's okay.
没问题的。
It's always good to improve yourself.
去改进自己是好事来的。
But you have to understand the God's ultimate desire is for us to use our spiritual gifts for His glory.
但是你要知道神最终的目的是想要我们用祂的恩赐来荣耀祂。
The purpose of the gifts is never, never to draw praises from others to ourselves.
神给我们恩赐目的不是为了让我们自己得着称赞。
Gifts don't confer status, they confer responsibility.
恩赐不是要赋予给我们地位，而是给我们有责任。
So for example, in verse 11, Peter teaches that those of us who have gifts that require being a speaker We must be responsible with what we say.
例如在十一节里面彼得这样教那些有讲到恩赐的人他们要讲到的时候要为他们讲的负责任
saying that as though God himself was speaking through us
他们讲到要正如神在透过他们讲说话一样
likewise if we are been gifted with the abilities to, that involve helping others we also have that responsibility to serve not with our own strength but with the strength and energy that God gives us
同样我们有恩赐去帮助其他人的时候我们有责任不是去靠自己的能力去服侍而是靠上帝赐给我们的那个力量去服侍人
If we serve with our own strength or we serve as a way of getting more glory for ourselves you're going to be very tired very soon
如果我们单靠自己的力量去服侍或者是为了荣耀自己而去服侍我们很快就会累
But to serve God with God's strengthYou'll be able to go above and beyond and do His purpose.
但是如果我们去用上帝的力量来去侍奉的时候我们可以去超越我们自己我们为到祂给我们的目的
And the mindset is do it for God, for God for, do it so that God gets all the glory.
最重要我们的心态是我们侍奉神，神是会得着荣耀。
When we use our gifts, people can see Christ in us.
当我们去使用我们恩赐的时候，人家就在我们身上见到基督。
When we use our gifts in a very humble way,
当我们谦卑地运用我们恩赐的时候，
God's generosity flows through us.
神的恩典神的慷慨的恩典我们可以在我们身上去流露去其他人身上
God's gifts are varied and multifaceted and is very different just like how we are all different
神给我们的恩赐有很多不同各种各样就好像我们人很多有不同各种各样的人一样
Just as God's grace varies in the dealings with us so are God's gifts
正如上帝对于我们人生每一个 都有不同的做法上帝给我们的恩赐也都一样
So to manage them well it means you don't hide your gifts and you use them
要好好管理恩赐即是说你不要收埋它而去使用
And use it for its, your intention for actually use it for what it's for to serve God and to build his kingdom
要使用恩赐是以恩赐本身的目的而去使用并且是去建立基督的身体
So in the context of this morning I want a Sunday use it for use it and help out in Awana
在今天我们的主题就是怎样用这些恩赐去在 Awana 当中侍奉
So I know some of you have been in a church for a very long time
我知道你们有人是回教会很久了
And some of you have been a Christian for a very long time.
你做了基督徒都很久了。
And sometimes in your walk with Christ, it might be very tiring.
有时你与神的同行的人生路里面，有时你会觉得很累。
Or maybe being a Christian is not as exciting as when you first met Christ.
有时你与主同行可能没有你初初信主的时候那么兴奋那么开心
Or maybe your spiritual life has been stagnant and stale
你的属灵生命可能已经停滞不前
Or you treat coming to church, coming to fellowship, coming to gathering as something you check off your to-do list each week
你回教会可能每个礼拜例行公事做了了又这样
If you are in thatvalley or that place in your spiritual life
如果你人生去到一个这样的光景的时候
I suggest you come and help out Awana
我建议你来 Awana 那里帮手
You see one of the joys of being part of the Awana program is seeing the joy of children getting excited about engaging in scripture
你参与帮手 Awana 其中一样最大的喜乐就是看见小朋友去 读圣经嘅时候，佢哋点样好兴奋
？When was the last time you saw someone getting really excited about reading scripture？
你对上一次见到有人读圣经读得好兴奋系几时啊
？I know in our denomination MBs we're not charismatic。
知道我哋梅洛弟兄会唔系灵恩派嘅。
This is going to be as close as we'll get。
呢个其实都可以话好近。
Seeing kids getting excited and to be engaged in scripture。
我哋睇见孩子会为到圣经觉得好兴奋，觉得好开心。
Now I remember something my professor told me in seminary。
我记起喺神学院里边教授有讲过咁嘅。
About Christian children's ministry。
佢讲到关于儿童事工。
It's one of the most rewarding ministries you can get involved in.
这个是其中一个你可以最有得着的一个侍奉。
Because you get to see firsthand the joy and the beauty of children discovering God through open and curious minds.
因为你看见小朋友他们很好奇他们 去寻找神他们发现神他们那种的喜乐那种的美好。
Others say that children's ministry is rewarding because it is easier to build strong children than to repair broken men.
有啲人亦都话儿童事工好系因为你要建立儿童系容易过去要修理翻一啲已经破碎咗嘅大人。
So for me personally, I see joy when I drive Mini Me home after Awana on Saturday.
我自己嚟講，我喺我個迷你版上面睇得見佢去阿灣拿嘅時候嗰種喜樂。
When he's sitting at the back of the car, seeing cubbies for 30 minutes.
佢喺阿灣拿完咗翻屋企嘅時候，喺車尾一路係咁唱 cubbies 嗰啲歌。
And it does not get annoying. Just let you know, okay?
我完全唔覺得好煩啊。
Because it's joy. It's pure Christian joy.
係好純粹嘅。基督徒的喜乐。
I also recall a time when his preschool teacher told me.
我记得有一次佢学前班嘅老师咁样讲。
He asked the teacher.
佢问个先生。
Can I teach my friends, my classmates, the Awana songs that I hear?
我可唔可以教佢哋唱我喺阿湾拿学到嘅歌啊
？Now just step back and think about it.
你谂一谂呢个。
Can I teach?Those Awana songs that I hear in Awana to my friends.
我可唔可以教 Awana 学到嘅歌教俾我啲身边嘅朋友仔
？This is a four-year-old child starting to witness and to evangelize to people.
呢个系一个四岁嘅小朋友，佢已经喺度为主去作见证，去传紧福音。
That is the effect of Awana in Carlos's spiritual formation.
这个就是 Awana 在 Kairos 的属灵成长里面那个的果效。
And this is why we need your help in our next year so that we can have more kids teaching Awana songs in the broken world.
所以我们在9月 Awana 再开始的时候我们需要你去帮忙一起去教导这些歌教导小朋友圣经。
Okay, let us pray.
我们一起祈祷。
Heavenly Father, I want to thank you for all the spiritual gifts you give each one of us.And sometimes, Lord, we feel that we're not capable of using those spiritual gifts because either we're not sure of ourselves or we don't have to step out of our comfort zones. And Lord, I just pray that everyone here can embrace their spiritual gifts and to use it to witness, to evangelize, and to build the church in this broken world. And Lord, I also pray that...Each opportunity that we have to interact with someone who's not a believer or going through difficult times in their spiritual life, that we can use those gifts as counsel, as a way of helping them, so that this is what you have made us to do, to live out as a being that was created because of you, Lord. We ask Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you, Pastor Bill, and 翻译的 Ian. Awana 有一句口号就是 Approve, Whirlwind, are not ashamed. 上帝的工人呢是毫无惧色的。为什么呢？因为他们的恩赐是由上帝而来的，用恩赐来侍奉，怎会有惧怕，怎会有惧色呢？